Blog Talk Radio.
Show in a second. Let's kick the show off with our theme song.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Just like Gene and Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Reality show. What a awesome week reality wise. We've had Survivor. We have The Amazing Race. Big Brother is over with, but talk is still going on about Big Brother. But tonight we will do a round table. It's going to be fun. Enjoy the round table.
Hey guys, it's cover girl Carissa Rosario, and I'm with Ron Rad, Cowboy and Friends, and you're listening to One Hot Round Table.
TGIF, and happy Friday, everyone. I hope you all are having a wonderful day out there today. It's September 28, 2012, and I'd like to thank you all for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network. Today we have a fabulous show lined up for all of you. It's our season finale of our Big Brother 14 Roundtable Show, hosted by Michael Cowboy Ellis. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host today. And with us is Mr. Paul from Minnesota, who also does all of our wonderful clips that you hear throughout the show. How are you doing today, Paul? I know you have some great clips today for this show, and we were both up late last night getting ready for this one. Are you awake today?
I am getting there. The show always wakes me up, and I'm very excited about today's show. I see a lot of people showing up in the chat room on this early time of the day, so I want to say welcome to all the guests. I wish you could log in and chat with us, but I hope you enjoy listening.
Absolutely. We've got a full chat room loaded up already. It's looking like it's going to be an exciting show today. And we also have the wonderful host of our show, the best cowboy that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you doing today, cowboy?
Well, I tell you what, I promised you a fireworks show, and today I am bringing it. I mean, all bets are off. We're all in today on the Rad Reality Show. I'm so excited. The people that is calling in, we have, I know, at least six wonderful guests that the viewers and everyone's going to want to talk to. However, let me tell you something. We may not be taking phone calls. It all depends on how the system's going and how we feel like if we can do it. If we do pick you up, you will have less than 3 minutes to ask your question, and we will have to get you off if we do choose to do that. We have broken up in two segments, so we can possibly do something like that. In the first hour, We have three amazing Big Brother 14 players. I promise. Start tweeting. I've already got confirmed this morning. We've got three, Ashley. We've got JoJo. And we have the winner of Big Brother 14. Yes, we have the winner of Big Brother 14, Ian, in the house with us today. And in our second hour at 2 o'clock, we have Gene and Jeffrey from the Glass House. I can't wait. Got to meet them in Vegas, down-to-earth people. And it's kind of sad. Jeffrey kind of looks better than me when he dresses drag. No, I'm joking. But anyway, and then we've got Big Easy from MTV Challenges. I'm so excited to bring him up on the second hour. I got to hang and have lunch with Big Easy, and we will talk about that in the second hour of our show. I tell you what a crazy weekend we had in Vegas. I got to meet everyone that we're going to have on the show today, and so I'm pretty sure that we have some up on the air. If we want to go ahead and start the show, Terry, let's rock it.
Let's do. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, beautiful. Yeah. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm so happy.
Oh, I tell you what, one of the highlights is, and I think JoJo, I don't know if she's up on the air yet. I know that she was asking me for the number again.
She is up on. Let's bring her up.
I gave it to her.
Hi, Miss JoJo. How are you?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi,
I'm doing good. Hi,
hey,
how are you guys?
I tell you one of my highlights because, I'm sorry, I love beautiful women. That's my downfall. And one of my best pictures I took this weekend was JoJo and Ashley at the L.A. rap party, and it was Ashley, I think, was trying to scratch me, and I had clothes on. But, you know, I tell you what, it was amazing to hang out with these girls down to earth, and I'm honored for y'all to be on the show today.
Aw, thank you for having us. I love that picture, and hi, Ashley, my love.
Hi, JoJo, my home
Hi,
girl.
Baby girl.
I had so much fun at the rap party.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I had so much fun. From L.A. to Vegas was insane. So much fun, and I'm so glad that I got to experience most of it with my girl, Ashley.
I know. This is a much-needed vacation.
What?
Exactly. You know, and the thing is about the rap party is Super Pass threw a heck of a party, did they not?
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
People running into each other. I mean, I walked into this place, and I don't think I've ever walked into a building like that where you had to squeeze your way through. I mean, I felt like jumping on the bar and jumping in the crowd and let them push me to where I needed to go. That would have been awesome.
The energy was crazy, but so much fun. Oh, my God, so much fun.
The energy was incredible. All the fans were so amazing and, like, all lovey-dovey.
Yeah, BB really does have the best fans. You guys are amazing. We love you guys.
So what is your best memory of being out there at the event? What was your best memory about one of the fans coming up to you?
We're doing it again, right? Next year, right, Ashley? By the way?
Yeah.
We're doing it again. My favorite was this girl. She came up to me and she had my picture, and just my picture, and she came up to me. She's like, oh, my God, people tell me I look like you. She's like, I love you. She's like, you please sign this for me. And then I just got to know her really well. Like, we were talking for a while, and she wants to go on the show. So I was giving her advice on, like, what to do to get on for next season and encouraging her. So that was really sweet.
Aww.
Yeah, I love that. My favorite moment was really just when I had a fan come up to me and ask me, like, how to make a dream board and how I inspired her. And that just makes me so happy because I didn't think I was, like, making a big effect on people, but the dream board thing, it works, and the fans like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Now, there's nothing better than getting people to think about, you know, their dreams and to get people to follow their dreams. And
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
people
definitely.
Never give up anymore. Never give up. I mean, I had a dream board for Big Brother, and it worked. And I just feel like people don't dream hard enough. Like, they need to dream really big, because what do you have to lose? Just do it.
Yeah,
right.
I so agree. And that's why me and Ashley bond so well. Not only because we're the fun girl, but me and Ashley are all about positive energy, and we believe in The Secret, right, Ashley? And I don't have a dream board. I do not have a dream board, but I definitely will consider something like that. But
your dream board's in your head.
And my dream board is in my head, exactly. And I told Ashley this in the Big Brother house. Before I got into the house, I could see myself inside the Big Brother house. It's like The Secret, like the book, The Secret.
Yes.
If you envision it and you want it and you work hard for it, anything is possible in life. Anything.
Absolutely.
The word impossible does not exist to me. And Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, this is Paul from Minnesota. And somebody in our chat room just said that you should start a website for real. If more people had your positive attitude, this world would be a better place.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, that's my goal in life. I want people to just be able to, like, free themselves from pain and suffering through love and not take the word love so literally. I mean, we need to just love all things and just pay no attention to anything that's bad or haters or and just, like, free your heart and just love. It will make the world a better place.
If you send out positive energy, it will come back to you.
Exactly. You'll only attract good things. And it seems hard to grasp the concept, but as you start practicing, it really works.
Mm-hmm. I agree, 100%.
Hey, Cherry, am I back up on?
Yes, you are, babe.
Awesome. Hey, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, live big, but just let y'all know, we have 65 people in the chat room, and it's filling up like crazy. But just to let y'all know, I'm a firm believer in dreams, and the Rad Reality Show knows everything. They support me. This is my fourth year doing the radio show, and the person that created the radio show actually done this to get people to come on his show because he loved reality TV more than anything in this world. He watched every reality show possible to man and woman. And he let reality stars come on his show and build their platform and whatever they had going in their life, they said, okay, bring it. And, you know, I tell you what, I've got a lot of stuff happening this next year, and my ultimate goal is I'm going to produce my own reality show, and the Lord has been awesome because, I mean, I've got things going in my direction. It's taken me 8 years to possibly do, and I want to tell you something, ladies. This industry is very tough, and whatever you want to do, you keep solid, and you keep your head forward. Because this can eat you alive. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it, because it can be done. However, you will have to bust your hiney to get there. And, I mean, literally, like I said, I've got things going. I was on the phone with JoJo, and she's like, what's that little kid in the background? I'm like, that's my baby boy. She's like, I didn't know you had kids. But I raised three kids by myself, and I do it for them. And matter of fact, my daughter, she's 13 years old. She's got the chat room up. She's keeping posted. She's amazing. She watches the show with me. And so proud. She's in 4AP classes and kicking butt. I got her grades, and oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. And I'm so proud of her.
Cowboy? Somebody that you stayed with in Vegas is on the switchboard. He says he only has a few minutes to come up and say hi. Would you like me to go ahead and bring him up now?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll go ahead and bring him up right now. Dan, thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. How are you today?
I'm good. You wouldn't really be talking about me. Why would I want to talk to Mike or something? I had to put up with him all last week.
Actually, this is Dan, the guy that we, I don't know, y'all, I don't think y'all were at the party, but he was the guy in the wheelchair. Y'all were at the penthouse, I think.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. I'm good, Ashley. How about yourself?
Good. That was such a fun party you had for us. Thank you.
Oh,
well,
the one upstairs in the hotel room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Still decompressing from all that party. This old man just don't do those type of things very often anymore. And then I had Howie was still here until Tuesday morning. He stayed here Monday night. I didn't get rid of Mike until Monday. It was a long weekend.
Oh, my
very
God.
Very long weekend. But
Howie's awesome.
Yeah, if you're in that, around this much longer, you will find out Howie is always fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We hung out with him a lot. He's definitely a
good time. You know, Howie's a douchebag. We just need to just spread that around. Howie's a douchebag. No, I love Howie. He's a character.
Yeah, we had a good time with Howie. Janelle and JoJo
after the rap party. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we did, definitely. And Will, too, in L.A. Will's awesome.
And Will.
So mm-hmm. Did you guys see his new trilogy, part 3?
I just got internet, so I'm going to be watching it today. I'm super excited.
Oh, my God, he's hilarious. He's so funny. But, yeah, it was so cool. We got to meet so many fans. Oh, I can't wait to do it again next year.
I know the fans are infectious and they just make you really happy. I love it.
They do. Like my sister was with me most of the time at the event, and she was like, JoJo, I don't know how you do it. She's like, you're so patient. And I'm like, Fran, you know, I love it. This is what we signed up for. It's part, you know, the part of the show. You have to give love back to the fans, because without the fans, none of this would have been possible. The show
you know
not
what? And that's exactly right. And you know what? The fans love you guys, and I tell you what, I've been doing this 8 years, and I try to give back to charities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I think that if you give to the fans, they will take care of you, and they're
yeah.
just the most amazing people. And if we didn't have fans, we wouldn't have Big Brother.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh,
yes.
Right? Because that's
agree.
Who watches us. I mean, they're the ones that watch the live feeds, and they watch us walking around all the time. It's so awesome.
They support us. Without them, the show would be nothing. And I love, and I know Ashley will agree with me on this, and I'm all about giving back. I love to give back, and if you know if someone asks for an autograph or anything, and I will be doing the animal rescue charity event in October. I'm also working on other charity events. So definitely all about giving back.
Yeah.
And ladies, so you know, and if you're interested, I am vice president of an organization in New Hampshire. They call themselves the Big Brother Fan Club, and we do Toys for Tots every year. This is my 4th year to be a part of it, Michelle Costa's 5th year. And it's a small little community coming together, raising toys and money for children. And I tell you what, we have fun every year, and we've got good itinerary for this year. So I would love to get with y'all if you're interested and tell you more about it.
Yes,
yeah,
I've heard of that. I've heard of the Toys for Tots, and definitely, without a doubt, any charity events, I'm there. You know, anything to do with kids with cancer, or just kids helping kids out, and animals, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Cowboy?
We want to be involved in everything.
We will be there. Me and Ashley will be there. Ashley, I will let you know about the 2 charity events that I'm doing this month. And then there's also Reality Rally in April, right, Cowboy?
Yeah, I went blank. That's the Survivor.
Reality Rally is Jillian's. That's out in Temecula, California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I don't I don't know yet if I will be going to that yet. I imagine if everything goes the way I think it's going to happen this year, I would love to go to her event. You know, she is the sweetest lady in the world.
Somebody's got a terrible connection, or is on speakerphone, one of the two.
Is it me? I think it's me.
We have a caller on the switchboard that I know you don't said you didn't want to take callers, but we've got a call holding that's a long-distance call from Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Oh, wow.
From Jamaica?
I don't know if you want to take that or not.
And Terry, so you know that Ian's about to call in, just so you know.
Okay.
Yes,
Ian?
And that would be great. If not, and don't spot him. I'll be out here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
going on? I'm leaving the briefing now.
Did you want to take that call? Or?
Oh, you're asking us?
Yeah,
Cowboy.
I mean, we can take a call from Jamaica. We can try out if it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go ahead and try this. Bonique?
Hello.
Hi,
yes?
How are you? Calling from Jamaica.
Hi. Hey,
JoJo.
Hi, JoJo.
Hey, what's up? Wait, are you calling from Jamaica, Queens, or from Jamaica?
No, Jamaica, Caribbean, Jamaica.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. How cool is that? Aw.
Yes, it is. I watch the live feeds all the time with you guys.
Aw. Thank you.
Could you
That's
guys
awesome.
Follow me on Twitter, please?
I'm sorry?
Would you guys follow me on Twitter?
Oh, sure. What is it? Are you following
at
us?
At Danique only. Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, send me a tweet and say your name. And what was your name again? And tell me the girl from Jamaica.
Okay, I will do. Would you follow me, Ashley?
Yeah, totally. Tweet me.
Okay.
Tweet us and we will
okay.
follow you.
Okay,
absolutely.
I wish you guys all the best in whatever you guys do for the Big Brother house.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in all the way from Jamaica.
Yeah, that's
okay,
awesome.
You're welcome.
That's so cool.
Okay,
I like
bye,
that.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank
you're welcome.
You. I think that's the first time we've ever had a Jamaican call into the show. JoJo, I think
yay!
You're the first out there.
Oh, that's awesome. We're international.
I love that.
You know, I tell you what, you're going to be surprised. You can be at an airport anywhere, and people just looking at you, and they're afraid of saying something, and they know that they know who you are, but they don't know where. And it's like, did I go to school with you? No. You know,
right.
Stuff,
no, but that does happen. I'm like, why do you? I'm like... As a lot of people will tweet me and they'll be like, oh, I saw you on Fulton Street in the city. I was too nervous to say hi. And I just want to let people know, if you see me, don't be nervous. I'm really not a mean person. I'm really sweetheart, you know. So I told them, I was like, you should have came and said hi to me because a lot of the fans get nervous. And, you know, I'm a sweetheart. I'm come up to me, say hi. Let's take a picture together. Hey, why not? Of course.
Absolutely. I think,
I
you know, I get more...
Say.
I get more bothered when they don't come and say hi than just, like, stalk you.
Yeah. Right? They just stare.
Exactly.
Okay,
we've
got the call you were expecting, Cowboy. I'm going to bring
awesome.
Him up
bring
now.
Him up.
Ian, the winner of Big Brother 14, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing really well.
Hey, Ian. Hi,
hey,
Ian.
How's it going?
How are you? How does it feel to be $500,000 richer?
Feels pretty amazing. really best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, you know I'm what? So happy for
I'm
you,
sure.
Ian. This is the first
it's
thing
so surreal,
doing.
Right, Ian? I'm sure.
What's that?
It's
surreal,
like
yeah.
It's so surreal, right?
Well, congratulations again. We love you, and you deserved it so much.
Thank you so much.
You know it.
So much. What's it like in Pittsburgh? Tell me everything.
Kind of definitely colder than L.A., so I'm kind of missing the warm weather and the hammock, but it's pretty good. Good to be with my family.
Yeah, it's good to be with loved ones, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Your mom is. I got to play blackjack with Ian and hang out with Ian, and I tell you what, you're not going to find a real person like Ian. I mean, it's just he's a sweet kid all the way around.
He's so humble.
He is very humble. Exactly. And you hold yourself very well.
He talks so well.
Exactly. And you know what? I will never forget, Ian, and I've already kind of shared it with, you know, people, and, you know, the words that you said to me at the L.A. rap party will always go down in history with me. And, you know, you're such a very amazing person in general. And I can honestly say that you will give back to the fans, and you deserve to win because, I mean, fans are going to get it back tenfold by you winning. And that, I mean, that barely happens when someone wins the show and they just forget about Big Brother. And I can honestly say, I don't think you will do that.
No, he is a super fan.
I'm a huge fan of the show. So the show is driven by fans. And I think it's really important to give back. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys remember when Ian would just rattle through the seasons? Like, that's insane.
Hey, guys. This is Ian. This is Paul from Minnesota. I'm one of the co-hosts on the show today. And we do have a chat room open, and there's a couple of questions somebody wants to know. I wonder how many chicks have hit on Ian so far. And somebody else wants to know if you've gotten any sleep yet.
Yeah, I have gotten some sleep. I'm trying to get some good sleep in. And, I've had a lot of girls come up to me. Some women have tried to get me to date their daughters and things like that. It's been really, really strange. but it's pretty neat in some weird way.
Someone in the chat room said that the Big Brother needs to just give you the hammock, and I agree.
I agree. Give him the hammock. The man deserves it.
Exactly.
Do you miss that hammock, Ian?
I do kind of miss the hammock, yeah.
Yeah.
You miss the house?
I do miss the house, yeah.
I do, too. Like, I want to go back in. Like, I want them to have a winner, Big Brother, and then we all go back in the house and just have a redo.
Yeah, I really want to.
Let's do a reset.
A winter reset. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
Trust me, all the fans would love that, too. We would love to have a winter Big Brother.
Oh, my God. The same exact cast.
Let's do it.
I'm going to speak for a lot of people here when I say this. Of course, my daughter's waving at me because I guess there's something in the chat room. But I wanted to say that this season, how everything went down, it was so interesting all the way to the end to watch Showtime After Dark. I didn't watch the live feeds, but I watched Showtime. And this year, I think, was one of the first that I liked it from the beginning to the end because it was very interesting. And you couldn't predict anything that was going to happen in the house. So thank y'all so much because it was not
the best. Yeah, it really was volatile. It was crazy in there.
Ian, in the chat room, I'm sure you've heard of the house rodent. He's asking if you still have the sock monkey, and if so, he needs pictures of it for the next house rodent video.
Oh, Dan has it, actually. I let Dan have him.
What's the sock monkey? I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know about this either. What is that? I know about Big Ted and about Shades. Remember Shades?
The sock monkey, when I had the Christmas present in Pandora's box, I got this stuffed Sock Monkey, and Danielle hated it. Like
it had button eyes.
It had button eyes, and Danielle hated it. So we would constantly pull pranks on Danielle, or we'd like put it next to her while she was sleeping, and she'd wake up and see it, and then she'd freak out. It was really funny.
That is funny.
Ashley, they want to know the status of you and Frank.
Frankie's good. He left to go back to, I think he's doing a Superfast interview.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
We were hanging out. He's super good. We went to Boogie's new opening of his club last night. That was fun.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
Eboykin in our chat room said, Ian, as a mother, I am so proud of the way you played the game with honesty and integrity. You by far earned the right to win.
Thank you very much.
Hey, guys, you know, I was letting JoJo, you know, I told her I'd let her know the reason, the foundation of this show, and I kind of talked about it a little bit, but I wanted to talk. That's fine. Go. Sorry. And I wanted to say that the creator of this show was a huge fan of reality TV, and he struggled with health issues every day. He stayed in pain, and I'm gonna say that he went to Vegas 2 years ago, and we got it on clip. We got a small clip that Paul has put together, and literally a few months after he got back, actually I think it was actually not much longer after he got back from Vegas, he passed away. And we have chose to keep the show up and going, and I wanted y'all to get a feel of the best that you possibly can. And there's photos on my Facebook and Michelle Costa's, and you'll see he was a big boy. He was going through a lot of pain doing the red carpet, and I think that's what we're about to listen to right now. And if Paul's ready, I'd like for everyone to listen to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. Cherry, I saw your PM, but I don't know, Cowboy's introducing something else. I'm sorry to do this on the air, but anyway, I'm going to play the red carpet one for Cowboy's request. Ron was on the air for almost 3 hours. He interviewed over 40 Big Brother people, 6 survivors, 8 Amazing Race, 13 people from reality shows and MTV and VH1, and many more. And this is just a sample, and it includes Nick from Big Brother 8, as well as Shima from Big Brother 11, and this will give you a sense of how fun he had on the red carpet.
Nick, right here first. Nick, come here for a quick second.
How you doing?
Okay. But we're on my show right now.
Gotcha.
It's been 2 hours. Okay. Interviews from everyone from the past Big Brother seasons, Survivor,
everything. I'm having a lot of fun because it's my first time in Vegas. I mean, it's interesting in that regard, and then seeing a lot of the people who I haven't seen in a couple years since the show. You know, it's good to get acquainted with new people and the old people. So.
And you know what? I haven't even talked to you about this. I have to talk to you about it real quick.
Here,
do you still watch the Saved by the Bell?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Me too. Every morning.
Replays on TBS all the time.
TBS, that's right. We always talked about it, remember? I don't know if you remember.
Exactly.
But, Nick, you've been great. And I have to ask, I hope they're listening. We got to give a quick shout-out to Val Patty.
Val Patty.
Giggles.
Giggle, Tab,
Bag,
I gotta give one to Tab,
Boxy,
everyone. I gotta give a shout out to
everyone that was
my
in
old room.
The old room.
We have to get.
We
like
have like
girl,
a little party.
Night.
We get schoolgirls and a couple guys. So.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna let you go.
Okay.
I bet you're thirsty as much as I am.
Like I'm dying.
If you can find me a beer and bring it back, if it's close,
I'll do it.
Do it. Shima, real quick. I'm not even gonna say what show you're on.
Survivor.
People know.
No, my show.
Ron Red. The bad reality show.
And Shima's looking beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
like I like how. I saw her at the pool today. She looked like a goddess.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll let you go fast because I know I asked you to
come.
Can I
sit down?
No, you can go ahead and go in.
Oh, okay. And you know what? Can I say while I'm here that you were the first one to put me on the show? You took the chance when no one else would, and I appreciate it to this day.
You know what, Shima? I've enjoyed meeting you. I can't wait to go party with you.
Yes.
But I'm having so much fun out here.
Isn't it fun?
They told me, do I want to hang up and go in?
Right.
No,
got so many people still to come in. So, go party. And Christina asked me, should I hang up and go in and party? Because I'm party out here, and I'm having too much fun.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Wow, I get choked up. And guys, so you know, he took risk when no one else would take risk. And Shima, you all know, and Ian knows, being a huge fan of the show, what Shima did. And he wanted her on the show for the certain fans that did love Shima. And I tell you what, I got to meet Shima, and she is an amazing person. And we all understand the stress of that house and
absolutely.
The reason why she wasn't deserved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think stress is, like, the number one factor in that house. No one understands how stressful it is. Even if you're not on the block, you're in stress. Like, it's just stressful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard,
absolutely.
And you can't turn to anybody. You can't pick up the phone and call, you know, your mom or your best friend. So that's what makes it harder.
You can't. That's why I think my back was just getting worse and worse, because you're just stressed, and then stress attacks, like, certain parts of your body, and you can't control it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the thing is the fans don't understand that, why we make stupid moves in the game sometimes. No, the thing is,
yeah.
That house, if you're not a nut going in the house, you leave a nut. I mean, literally.
Exactly, you're not thinking straight.
Oh, my God, I have crazy trust issues because of it. Because I trusted everybody. I trusted way too easily, and I'm like, why did I do that? And now I have trust issues because of it.
I know. And then you go through a phase where you don't trust anybody, and then, you just end up playing by yourself, which is no fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets harder the longer you're there. I mean, you know, granted, I was only there 20 days, but it felt like 40.
Yeah,
and people who watch the show, it's so different when you're actually inside the house, because I've watched the show before, and I would be like, oh, that's such a stupid move. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? And then when you're actually there, it's so easy to make stupid mistakes.
It is.
It's just so different. It's so different.
The thing about trusting people is when you're in there, you might trust people at the start, but then as time goes on, you have to go after each other because there's no one else left. So that's like a two
yard. Yeah, like what you did to Boogie. It was genius. Ian, it was genius. You had to get Boogie out before he chopped your head off. Chopped his head off before he got to yours, and that was genius.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of stress in the house, Ian, watching the feeds, was somewhat concerned about how you were handling that 4-day lockdown at the end of the show. That must have been terrible.
Oh, it was awful for me. I was basically going out of my mind in there. I was having a really difficult time dealing with it.
I can't even imagine.
Ian, I have a question. I have a couple things I have to clear up with Ian, because I actually haven't been able to talk to him about this kind of stuff.
Sure.
I just started watching some of the episodes, and Ian, I had no, I seriously didn't think that, like, you liked me. I thought that this, like, I adore you. I still do, but I swear, I thought that you were just, like, playing a lot, I just never felt like you liked me like that.
I mean, I like flirting, so yeah, I really like flirting with you. It's a lot of fun.
You got to
flirt
in that house, right, Ian? Come on,
you
guys, you get
flirt
in that house, and flirting just passes the time along.
Yeah, there's nothing else to
but
do, you know?
If
he really cared about me, he would have brought me into the Quack Pack. I'm just saying.
I wanted to.
Ian, do you think that, you know, when we were talking about trust issues, do you think that Boogie wouldn't have taken you to the end? Like, you don't think he would have taken you to Final Three?
It's not that I don't think he would have. It's just that I felt that if I stuck with that alliance, I'd have become a target for the other side. So I would have rather gone to a side with more numbers. It was just a numbers decision. It's not that I
didn't. Did you feel
like
you were more expendable to Boogie and Frank's alliance?
No, I actually figured I was expendable to both, but I would rather be expendable to a group of five than to a group of three.
Yeah, exactly. And we did talk about
this
when I saw you.
Ian, you're so smart. I would always ask people to study. That was another thing I was a little upset about. I was always asking people to study. No one ever wanted to study with me. Then I find out that Ian was having coaching sessions with the Crack Pack to study and stuff together. I was so sad.
Yeah.
When I heard about that.
We had really big study sessions. Like the night before the before and after competition, like we were upstairs drilling for like an hour on that stuff.
That's crazy. All I ever wanted was to be a part of like this awesome alliance. Like JoJo knows that began it. Like,
and you
first
could have.
Like,
we could have done that in the beginning, Ashley.
I know. I messed up a lot.
I know. We all made mistakes. Hey, you know, it's the name of the game. What are you going to do? I should have never trusted Billy.
Hey, I've got another chat question for all three of you, probably especially for Ian. Is anybody going to be watching the brand new Big Brother Canada in February?
Yeah, I'll probably see if you happen to see. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be watching Big Brother for the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, can we DVR the Canada one? How could we watch that? Oh, you got to watch it online.
I'll watch it online. I'll probably give it a shot, yeah.
Quirky dude.
Yeah.
If you guys could change one thing about Big Brother, what would it be? If you could change one thing about the way Big Brother is played, what would it be?
It's nothing. It's just insane.
Yeah, I think the gameplay system is pretty good as it is. I don't know. What would I change? I guess...
I would have changed the fact that, say, if somebody is an idiot and they get self-evicted, since that person already went home, I would have changed the fact that there shouldn't have been any nominations that week. Someone already self-evicted themselves. We should have had game week, right, Ian? Remember?
Yeah, game week.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we should have... It's like you have self-evicted yourself. All right, we're down the person this week. Someone already went home. All
right,
let's have game week this week, and next week
we'll
start
on
over.
If we had done that 6 hours later, that's what would have happened.
I know. I have the worst luck.
I agree, because you could have, like, people in that house have a short-term memory and everything.
Yeah.
You could have made.
I would have redeemed myself from being in an alliance with Willie.
Exactly.
I was trustworthy. I was loyal. You know, until it came down to it, then I got to do what I got to do. But in the beginning, hey.
My gosh, I feel like we played that game. It was so hard to play, even in the beginning.
Oh,
I've asked this question of a lot of people in our chat rooms and on our shows. The week that the game was reset and Frank was on the block, how do you guys feel about there being a non-eviction that week when the game was reset and then them doing two double eviction weeks and one fast-forward week later on in the game, which kept more people in the house later in the season, so it was more interesting for us to watch. There wasn't, you know, less people in the house. It kept more people in the house for us to watch as viewers, but it did sort of change the game in the way that there was no one evicted that week of the reset, so it kept Frank in the house, which who was set to go home that week. Shane did have the votes to get him out, and his HOH and his POV that he won was sort of just nullified.
Yeah, Shane's finally, he was like one of the first people to make a big move, and you know what, his whole HOH was a waste. And I think it was bullshit because Frank and Joe got a free pass that week. And then I think it was also bullshit that the coaches got a 4-week free pass. Was it a 3 or 4 week free pass?
Well, yeah, it was almost 4 weeks. They got to learn everything about you. They got to learn all of your inner thoughts, how you play the game, what your secrets are.
Right.
And
so
then
unfair.
They get to
like,
go in the game and play against you.
Yeah, well, I didn't like that part too much.
That's
yeah.
like the most unfair advantage I've ever seen.
Yeah, come
you know,
on. And tell me Frank and Joe didn't get a free pass. Come on, Ashley, Ian. They got a free pass that week.
They did.
Why couldn't we have the reset when I was on the block? Like, come on, you know, just... I don't know.
So many things about our season was crazy. Like, we just had a lot of different stuff happen.
Yeah.
The way things panned out and just, you know, how certain things happen. But it was that normally don't happen in the Big Brother game.
Yeah, a lot went on. And I think it's the season of so many alliances. Like, how many alliances did we have this season?
Like, from what I've read, apparently there are like 20 at some point. I don't know. Ugh.
Ian, was this true? You know all the Big Brother facts.
There was quite a few. Say, guys, you got to go to some of these events. And you went to the rap party in L.A. and then Vegas. What Big Brother people, some of the alums, did you get to meet that you were excited to meet? And what alums were you surprised? Which ones were you surprised how nice they were? Let's put it that way.
I got to meet Matt Hoffman. He was really nice. I liked him a lot.
Matt's
and I was surprised Natalie from Big Brother 11. She was very nice. That surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Matt Hoffman.
I think everybody was really nice. I love Howie, and I enjoyed actually chatting with Rachel and Brendan. I really do. Rachel's awesome. Who would have thought? You know, because me and her are kind of like the same. We're like the person you love to hate sometimes. A little bit. Well, she kills ass. I mean, she kicks ass. She's way better than me at the game. I was like, Rachel, where were you when I needed you in that house? I needed her as a coach when I had basically the whole house against me and Shane week two. Rachel could have helped me maybe get out of that one.
Rachel is a sweetheart in person. You know, she's not
really
the person that you see on TV. She is an absolute doll.
Yeah, so sweet.
Yeah,
I like her a lot.
Same with Jeff and Jordan.
I saw a picture of you hugging Lydia, and I was worried that you were injuring her with that dress you were wearing at the rap party.
Yeah, Lydia is very badass, too. I love Lydia. She told me, too. She came up to me. She was like, oh, my God, I love you. Those were my weapons, you know, in case anybody got a little too close or a little too crazy and, keep the guys away. Look, but don't touch.
Jojo, I still have wounds from trying to box. I mean, literally, I've got sores all over. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Wait, what do you have?
I was saying the spikes bit me.
wait, what? Oh, I kept hitting you with my spikes, my spiky boobs.
Yeah, because I went to go bite and I got stabbed.
Yeah, I told you, look but don't touch. I told you that, boy. You know?
Oh my God! I tell you what.
Only Ashley was allowed to touch.
Oh my God!
Wink, wink. Hey.
Both of you ladies look stunning. Y'all are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Jojo, your twin sister looked beautiful as well. I did have to say.
I'll be sure to tell her that. She definitely remembers you. She doesn't know a lot of Big Brother people, but you stood out to her.
Ian looked very handsome too.
Ian went from a boy to a man in the Big Brother house.
Oh my God,
and,
right? Grew up before our eyes. Like, just a man.
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
Ian, I can't wait to go to
Tenderloin together.
What?
Someone in the chat room wants to know what the relationship is between JoJo, Ashley, and Danielle. Have you guys all sort of smoothed things over?
You want to hear something funny? Me and Ashley, we were in Vegas. We were at Encore. Was it Encore, Ashley?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
we actually ran into Danielle's old sorority sisters, and they came up to us very sweet. They took a picture with us. And they kept telling us how they're not friends with Danielle. And they said, listen, they're like, Danielle really is like that. She does lie. It was not strategy. All she does is lie outside of the Big Brother house. And when she gets caught in her lies, she makes up more lies to cover up those lies. So they told us that they're not friends with her, that she really is crazy, that she does have issues. You know, like, me and Ashley, me personally, even like with Janelle week two, you know, I knew she wanted me out. You forgive and you forget. Bygones be bygones. It's a game, okay. But what Danielle did when me, Ashley, and Janelle left, and Tara, that was just not cool. And Jody, all she did was make up lies about us, talk bad about us constantly, you know, to all of America. And then not only that, but then she kept telling everybody she wanted all these sympathy stories. And none of it was true. There is a list of lies on the internet saying how She battled anorexia. She battled alcoholism. She got into a car accident and broke her back. She has cancer. She had abusive parents. And none of it is true. None of it. Maybe one thing is true. Maybe. How can so many bad things happen to one person? And you know what? It bothers me because there's people every day that suffer and die from alcoholism, abusive parents, abusive boyfriends, anorexia, that battle these things. And there she is going around saying, oh, I had this and I had that, for just to get sympathy out of people and just to get attention. To me, that's really sad and that's pathetic, and I cannot have respect for people like that. I respect people when they are who they are. If you are who you are, I can only have respect for you. If you're fake and you're pretending to be somebody that you're not just to get attention from people, I cannot have respect for you, and that's that. My opinion.
And you heard it here on the Rad Reality Show.
When I feel strongly about something, and I'm the type of person, I stand up for what I believe in, and you will get nothing but the truth out of my mouth. Yeah, I said Danielle's thighs grossed me out. She has disgusting thighs. I said she was creepy. Yes, week one, because she was creepy, because she would stare at everybody, and especially the girls, like she wanted to kill us every time we spoke to Shane.
Yeah, that one.
You know what I mean? And I picked up on this. The only reason I didn't say it in her face week two is because I was on the chopping block, and I didn't want people to think I was a bitch. And, you know, and I felt bad for the girl. I didn't want her to go, like, start crying. You know, but I did say something to her face week one, you know, but not in, like, that mean of a way. I was just trying to give the girl, I was trying to give the girl relationship advice, and she took it the wrong way.
I think it's a perk that she would make up blatant lies about people that she doesn't even know. I mean, I just think that's wrong. It's not strategy.
Yeah.
So,
that's not
that
her wrong.
So I've got a question for JoJo, Ashley, and Ian, and this is actually a pretty good one, and this is from me. If you could pick out of the past house guests as a coach, and you can't choose the coach that you have this season, who would you choose?
Out of the four coaches that we had, except for our own?
No. You have to pick someone that's played the game before, not the four that went into the house with y'all this season.
Oh, okay. Any past house guest?
I actually would probably pick Rachel.
That's cool.
I'm going with Evil Dick.
Oh.
I would probably go with. Oh, jeez. I think I would have probably. I think Eric from Big Brother 8. Apparently, he was a coach. Yeah,
that's a player. I love Eric. Eric is awesome. He's so much fun.
Yeah.
I see him in the city a lot.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
He is super funny.
He's
what
so funny, right,
about,
Ian? He was great for America's Player.
Funny.
Yeah. Ian, you got to come to New York now. You got to come to New York and hang out with me and Eric.
Awesome.
And Adam. Me, Adam, Eric, Enzo, we're like the little New York crew.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're so much fun. Enzo is hilarious. Oh, my God, he is like the male version of me. Enzo is the male.
Yeah,
he likes to say coffee, okay? He talks like me.
Yeah, I definitely
Enzo was at last year's Toys for Tots that I run, and Ian, I told the girls, and you're welcome, too. I do a Toys for Tots. I'm vice president of an organization in New Hampshire, and we raised the most toys and money last year, and it was amazing. This is my fourth year, Michelle Costa's fifth year, and we've got so many great reality stars this year. We've got Chop Up that is coming together. They're bringing a bull again for me, and that bull is so awesome, actually. And we have so much fun, and the fans up in that small community here are so amazing.
Awesome.
Love that. I love it. Love it.
Toys for Tots is just one of the most fun events to ever go. I went to my first one last year, and for the fans, this is Cherry Garcia speaking, for the fans, it's one of the most fun events to go to because it's a very intimate event, and you get to spend so much time, quality time, with the reality people that go up there. It's not a huge event like Vegas. And so you really get to spend time and get to know the reality people that go up there. And the whole town gets involved. There's so much just love involved with that event for the kids. The Navy, you know, the Marines come in and actually, you know, pick up the toys for the kids. It's just one of the most heartfelt events ever. And if you can make it, it's so well worth it to be there to see this event at least once. Do it and see what it's like.
Definitely. And where is this? What state is this in?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire? Okay. I'm definitely going to look into it.
I'm the one that does the casting for it, so I will get a hold of every one of y'all. But, Cherry, so how is the cooking there? Who does the cooking there?
Oh, my gosh. Cowboy does the cooking. He cooks for everybody there, and he lays out a spread on Friday night that is incredible.
Wow.
Cowboy is a chef, and he lays out an incredible spread for everyone to eat Friday night that you won't believe. He's in the kitchen just banging out the most incredible dinner, and you get to see Cowboy in there just, you know, doing his chef work. You know, you don't get to see Cowboy being his, you know, putting on a chef hat very often. But on Friday night, you get to see him in the kitchen just working his little butt off. And he puts out just an incredible spread for everyone. And it's really, really a nice event for everyone up there. Everybody just loves it. It's, I can't say enough
definitely.
About it.
Definitely. Can I just say something? Speaking of chefs, a little off topic, is that okay?
Yeah, let's go.
I just want to throw in there that Chef Joe Arvin hit me up on Twitter for one of my recipes. He actually is going to put together a Big Brother cookbook. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
He's actually going to put together a Big Brother slop cookbook, and he asked me for one of my recipes because when I was in the house, I didn't do much cooking, but because he did a lot of the cooking, but I did make my sauce one day, my Italian Sicilian. I used that ghetto Ralph stuff, excuse me, but it was like the worst sauce ever, and I tweaked it and I made it come out good. So Chef Joe Arvin asked me for my recipe. He will be coming out with this cookbook, and I thought it was just hilarious. And I told him, you got to call it sauce, do not call it gravy, because me and him got into a little bit of an argument over sauce and gravy in the house.
You made pancakes too one day.
Yeah, oh yeah, I did. I made banana walnut ones. Yeah, I got. Sometimes you get lazy in that house.
Yeah,
because you're not doing anything. You're not being productive, so it's easy to get lazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was hilarious. So people look out for Chef Joe Arvin's slop cookbook. Ian obviously knows a lot about the slop. How good was the stuff that he made with the slop?
Pretty good. I mean, it made it pretty bearable to be on it for the first 3 weeks straight. So I definitely didn't mind it.
Yeah. Oh well, you know too, Ashley. We've all been there, have not. But yeah, he made it very easy for us to eat.
Yeah.
Actually, the slop hamburgers were pretty good. Those were so good
with extra barbecue, right, Ash?
Yeah, extra
barbecue sauce.
I love
comments. Yeah. Let me tell you what we did, and I think that was the reason why they took away PB&J. You know, in my season, we had PB&J. Marvin actually was an amazing cook. I mean, we learned so much from Marvin. And I tell you, what we did was with the peanut butter, we strained the peanut butter and got the nuts. We did roasted nuts, and then we did oregano balls, which is bread rolled up with oregano, and we baked it. And literally, it was delicious. And yeah.
Ooh, it sounds pretty good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Well, I think after this cookbook, I think they're going to have to figure out something else other than slop.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you know
right?
what?
All the secrets are out.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
Chef Joe Arvin figured it out, yes.
Yep.
He did. He tricked Big Brother.
Hey, guys, you know, I know we're about to go into the second half hour or the second hour of the show, and I like to do one more clip for y'all because the house rodent is in the house, and I'm actually putting Paul on the spot because it wasn't actually one of the clips. But I think we have it on speed dial, actually, so it's going to be easy, but I'm going to still talk so he can have time to find that.
I got it.
Okay. I want y'all to know that you're welcome to stay on. We have Gene and Jeffrey from the Glass House. I know that y'all got to meet them in Vegas. They're amazing folks. And then we also have Big Easy from MTV Challenges. But the House Rodent does a video every year of Big Brother. And he did a special clip for the roundtable, and I would love for y'all to listen to it, and you'll get a good feel of what he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, 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 this is HR, the Big Brother House Rodent, and the ghost of Jordan the Squirrel. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
Roundtable? Cowboys don't belong at roundtables. Knights belong at roundtables. Cowboys belong around campfires eating beans and passing gas after a hard day of poking little doggies.
HR, I don't think Cowboy pokes little doggies.
You're right, Squirrel. He's totally obsessed with Cassie. Like he's really got a chance.
How's your woman Rachel doing, HR?
Shut up, Squirrel.
Fine. I'm late for deep dish pizza night with Ron Rad anyway.
Good riddance. And tell Ron HR says hi. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
So that's a little of a question.
I know who he is. Now I know what you're talking about. I've seen his videos on YouTube. It's hilarious. It's so cute and funny.
Right.
He's in our chat room, guys, so you can give him a shout out.
So everyone knows
he lives in New Hampshire area, and he's at the Toys for Tots every year.
Aw, how cool!
I'd love to meet him when we go.
Absolutely. Can you guys stay with us for a little while?
Yeah. I didn't want to be rude. I'm actually, today was such a bad day for me, but I love you guys so much that I took, 40 minutes of whatever my time. I actually got into a little mini car accident last night, so I had to go file a police report. Yeah, somebody rear-ended me. Long story short, everything's fine. Everything's good. I'm okay, yeah. Thank you so much. It's all good, But it was just bad timing, but I love you guys, and I wanted to talk to you, and then I'm going to an event tonight, so I just wanted to, I have so much to do, but I wanted to take my time and talk to you guys and say hi to Ian and say hi to Ashley and Cowboy and everybody at Rap Reality Radio because I have done an interview with you guys before, and I love you guys.
Oh, thank you,
JoJo.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, babe. We do appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you to all the fans. Thank you for all the support. You guys are awesome. Tweet me at JoJo1, Ian, Ashley. I love you guys, and I will definitely see you guys soon. All right?
All right. Take care and have a great day. Have a great event tonight, too, JoJo. All right. Thank you, babe.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ian, you can stay with us.
Yeah, I can say a little bit.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be going to lunch with my grandmother really soon because I haven't gotten to see her yet. But a couple more minutes.
You can stay with us for a little bit?
A couple more minutes, yeah.
Okay, and Ashley can stay with us?
Yeah, I just want to give a huge apology to my coach, Janelle. I just feel like I didn't get to apologize to her enough. I really love her to death, and I just want to apologize to all the fans and everything. I didn't think Janelle had my back, but she really did the whole time, and I love her.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, I'm going to bring up Gene and Jeffrey from the Glass House, and then we also have Big Easy. So we've got all these people waiting on the switchboard for us. So first I'm going to bring up Big Easy from the Glass House.
No.
Big Easy, thank you so much for calling in today. How are you?
Yeah, but I did the Real World Road Rules Challenge, not the Glass House.
I'm sorry, Big Easy. Let me tell you, I'm so sorry. Big Easy from MTV, I'm so sorry.
No worries.
And we also have Jeffrey and Jim.
Hello.
From the Glass House. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we got a party up in the house and a fireworks show like I promised you. And I tell you what, I got to hang out with every one of these folks. And I tell you what, I'm not only a reality star, but I'm a fan of shows. And we give everyone a platform. And I tell you what, I got to hang out with Big Easy and have a lunch. And he actually has a show that's going on MTV right now. And, the thing is I'm not going to lie. I knew that he looked familiar. You can kind of tell reality stars how they act and everything. And
we all,
we,
Cowboy, we all think we're way cooler than we are.
Exactly. Well, we get in the vehicle for lunch. We picked up my good friend Michelle Norton from New Hampshire. She was actually in Vegas for a ladies weekend, and she gets in the car and she goes, she giggles. She goes, "Is that Big Easy?" I said, "Yeah." I was like, kind of weird because, you know, so many people like different things. And
well, your phone is breaking up really bad, babe.
So I got a speaker and my kids started talking. But I just did a charity in Kentucky, Autism for Children, with David and Mary, which I'm kind of shocked they haven't called in because I sent them the invite.
They are.
But,
they've been on the switchboard. We've had so many people to bring up.
We bring them up.
Guys, actually, I really have to go, but thank you very much for having me. I love doing the round table, Cowboy. Keep in touch, definitely, and I had a great time talking to y'all.
Hey, Ian, will you do me a huge favor and stay on for 2 seconds and say hi to David and Mary? They were on Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they were huge fans of the show. Just 2 seconds just to say hello, because if I don't do that, I'm going to be in the doghouse.
Mary and David.
Yeah, I think I remember them on The Amazing Race, yeah.
Mary and David?
David and Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Where did they go?
Yeah, where are they?
They're from Kentucky. They probably lost signal.
Oh, no.
All right. Ian, say hi to them. They'll hear the podcast. Yeah, they'll listen to the archive.
I remember you guys on The Amazing Race. You were doing your thing. I thought it was pretty awesome. Really good to say hi to you. Would have liked to have talked to you on the round table show. But good talking to you. And hopefully we'll be in contact. I'll get you through Facebook.
Awesome.
And they're on my Facebook, and they're amazing people. I will actually be hanging out with them October the 1st in Phoenix, Arizona, on a business deal we've got going on. And, Ian, maybe when I have them, we'll call you, and you might be able to give them one-on-one talk.
Sounds good. Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to call them up? Well, he's got to go. I was going to say we could try calling out and calling
That's
to
okay.
them.
Ian, you go see your grandmother, and thank you so much. The fans love it. We appreciate you.
All right, well, thanks for having me, guys. Bye, Ash. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Bye.
So how is everyone?
Great.
We're doing great. How are you?
I think I'm still from Vegas.
You're still in Vegas?
Vegas mode.
Vegas will do that to you.
It gets you foggy.
It was a long weekend.
So what's good, everybody?
Gene and Jeffrey are on the line, by the way, guys. Don't forget them.
What's up, Cowboy? I wasn't sure I'm supposed to respond. I'm here, though. Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Jeffrey, I love right now.
So there's so much to talk about, and I do apologize because we do have two different shows in this hour, actually three. But I want to just switch over to the Glass House. Real quick, you know, Jeff and Gene, I know that you were fans of our reality show that we've got going on here, and you know, you're likable, and you're really likable in real life. And how has this changed your life already since the day they aired to now?
Jeffrey,
I'll let you go first.
Oh, sorry. I was just automatically laughing because the only way it's really changed my life so far is that I'm not sitting killing my soul behind a receptionist desk like I was before the summer. So I actually have a few opportunities that I'm looking into moving forward, and so that was fun. It's just fun not to be, you know, feeling like you're going to kill yourself at your desk. Other than that, I mean, I'm 35 years old. I've already became a better person years ago. So, like, it wasn't that type of an experience where It was something I was going to learn, something super profound about myself or the world around me. But it was definitely a great experience and super fun and something as a reality fan I always wanted to do. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of it at the moment. I'm trying to look into some sort of political and pop culture blending. I think there's room in this world for a big old gay guy to talk about politics and pop culture. The trashy and the flashy and everything in between. So that's kind of what I'm working on at the moment.
Hey, Jeffrey, I just want to say that a couple of years ago, actually it might have been 3 years ago, I did Vegas Bash, and I dressed up as a female and went to a biker club for, I raised $500 for charity. And I want you to know that you look better in drag than I did.
Hey, cowboy, that's not saying too much. I don't think I look amazing in drag. In fact, often when people ask me what do I call my look, I sort of classify it as thrift store chic. It's all stuff I've always found in thrift stores. It's all recycled materials. And, you know, in this economy, that's what a working girl has to do.
Hey, speaking of dressing
Jeffrey, you should call it the Jeffrey look, man.
I couldn't hear the phone cut out for a minute. What did you guys all say?
No, this is Big E. I said you should call it the Jeffrey look, man, because the hat that you had on the red carpet looked amazing.
Thanks, Big E. Oh, yeah. I knew that Saturday night was turning into a Sunday morning. So, of course, a girl can't go out on a night on a town on a Saturday night without her church hat. So I had to make sure that I had to. I love you too, Gene.
But to be honest with you, Jeff, man, it was a pleasure to meet you, man. We had a great time.
You have been one of my all-time favorites on the challenges. And, you know, let me tell you, I will not hesitate to talk about how much I love reality TV. And this is partly why I'm so excited that Ian was the big winner this year on Big Brother, is because I think he's a really great example of how you can play a reality show with not only heart, but also strategy and blend the two, which is kind of what I was trying to do on my show, but that didn't quite work out, but whatever. But Big E, you have been one of my favorites because of watching you on the challenges. In fact, I actually thought of you this summer because of one of your challenges many, many seasons ago, how you like passed out and like gassed out for your team. I literally, on one of my challenges, I thought of you in the middle of it when I saw spots. I thought, oh no, I'm going down. Big boy is going down.
But, was that the one where you guys had to climb the roof or go up and down?
Yeah. Like, it was like a big dollhouse, and I had to rappel down the side.
I watched that episode, bro. I knew what you were going through when you had to keep going up and down.
Wasn't that crazy? You killed that challenge, though, Jeffrey. You killed it.
You know what? And I'm so glad that, no offense, Gene, but I knew that if you were back, it would end up being you and me, and you would have killed it. I was like, when I looked at that challenge, I was like, oh no, thank goodness I'm going up against old drunk Boston Mike and not Stuntman Gene on that one.
Jeffrey, you were so lucky that Mike didn't go by Lens Crafters before that challenge too, because how he didn't see those numbers on the wall is anyone's guess. I mean, I guess it's because he's 105, but whatever.
Yeah, those competitions are way harder than they look on TV.
I know, right? This is Ashley, right? You're on here too.
Yeah, those competitions are no joke. I mean,
what?
God,
exactly.
You look so bubblegum and fresh on TV, and then you get in there and you're like working with some heavy stuff.
Well, the thing is, you know, we can all attest to this. They just write these things up on paper, and they don't know how much heart that we bring to the game. So they can only just kind of create it. They can't say how it's going to play out because, you know, if Jeffrey or Cowboy or me or anybody else gets in there, they can't control how we act. And that's so true. It's straight up reality.
They can only create it.
Crystal in the chat room, and she's going to have to leave in about 5 minutes, and you wanted to mention her her son and the fundraiser.
I just sent you a text message back saying she needs to call and I would help her. Hey guys, you know, we all do this because we want to help people. And let me tell you something. We've got a young lady in the chat room right now, And hopefully I don't cry.
She says she's too shy to call in.
I know she is. But, you know, we've got Crystal in the chat room, and her son, there's more about it that I probably won't share. That's why I wanted her to call. Her son was diagnosed with a disease that probably will soon probably possibly kill him. And I know
it's called CD40 ligand deficiency.
Exactly. And the America Wish Foundation actually granted her son a wish. And her ultimate goal is to raise $3,000 to give them to say thank you on the behalf of their family. And all she's asking is, I mean, she wants us to autograph things and send to her so they can do a silent auction. And I've actually met Crystal in Vegas last year, and I've been good friends with her sister, Sarah, for a long time. And I'm a sucker for kids because I have kids. And if any way that y'all can send any type of autograph picture, I'll give you the contact. And any fans that want to help out as well, I know that there's ways to do that. I think Crystal put her number in the chat room. So,
I would love to find stuff. I think that's an amazing idea.
The fundraiser dance silent auction will be held on December 15th to raise money for Make-A-Wish in southwestern Ontario, as they have just granted her son the wish. She wanted to say thank you to you, Cowboy, and to everyone out there who will help with anything that they can do for her son.
And guys,
of course, leave the information and I'd be glad to look into it. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're here to help.
So, you know, it's really sad when anyone, you know, has illnesses like this, but when it's a child, you know, it just takes your heart right out of you. And I can't imagine watching your child go through something like this. So anything that anyone out there can do to donate something for this, if they're going to have a silent auction, a fundraising event, a dance, anything you can do to help with that event,
yes,
contact Cowboy, myself, or Crystal, and we will get you in the right direction.
Show compassion to people that are suffering, because no one understands what it feels like to feel pain unless you're feeling it. A lot of people just need to be more compassionate and just help.
That's so true.
You know, my mom is a cancer survivor, and what I did in order to pitch in for the cause is I just went ahead and cured cancer. So I've been working on a cure for cancer, and it's ready to roll out.
That's really sweet of you, Jeffrey.
Awesome.
You're welcome, everybody.
Jeffrey's a life changer.
That's great of you.
That is so huge. That's like a really big deal.
And it's free. I'm going to give it to everyone for free.
Awesome.
Nice.
You just have a big heart like that,
Jeffrey,
though, you know.
Jeffrey, so you know, my mother is a survivor of cancer as well.
And she's so sweet. I loved meeting her.
Thank you. And you know what? That made her day. And you know what? If you really look closely, and she's going to kill me, she actually has one breast, and that's because one of her breasts has been removed. And, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, I've always wanted to entertain and help people, and I will teach my kids that. And literally, my 13-year-old daughter is listening to me. My whole kid listens to my platform, and it's all about helping people. And, you know, the thing is if you help one person, that one person's going to help another person. And this world will be better.
Each one reach one.
Right. Saving the world one person at a time.
You
know, that's how we have to do it.
Yeah. I so appreciate those reality people that come on our show and give back. It is huge. And I want to say an overall thank you to all of you that have want to give back. I also, I'm going to switch gears because I just want to hear what either Gene or Jeffrey have to say about their experience in the glass house. If they had watched Big Brother ahead of time, did they think that they would be playing a similar game? Give me a little bit of your glass house overall experience.
Well, you know, when I Jeffrey's a huge fanboy, so Jeffrey had a leg up on me on everything, just because I think Jeffrey has watched every reality show in the history of reality TV since like the very first reality show. So I was a late bloomer, so I didn't have as much reality experience as Jeffrey, but you know, I went into the game like everybody else. Before it happens for the first time, you're like, oh, I got a total plan. I got everything worked out. I know exactly what I'm going to do when I get in the house. Like, it's only a game. I'm not going to form relationships with people. I don't care about anybody. And that all changed within like 6 hours of being in the house. It's like my whole plan was just shot down. Like, as soon as I got there and I met Jeffrey, that was super cool, and Stephanie and Joy, and it was like, oh. And, you know, as the weeks just progressed, you actually start building actual relationships and really caring about people, and it's more than just a game. It becomes like it's your family while you're there, because you're with these people 24 hours a day, like the entire week. So
it's weird how fast you, and I'm sure Ashley, you can speak to this, and even Big Easy, is that how fast that you end up forming bonds with people. In fact, one thing that I thought was important that didn't really come across was how much I really appreciated Gene as a friend in the house, because I think it's really important that minorities are always together and like trying to support other minorities and different causes and stuff. And just through my early conversations with Gene, talking about our families and our moms, and you know, even hearing about Gene's church made me kind of go, gosh, I feel like I want to go back to church. So it's like, it's interesting how you really start getting closer to everyone in such a short amount of time.
And this is Big E time, and I agree, Jeffrey and Gene. Like, the thing is, you know, people don't see that we have to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. And, you know, we can only have the same conversations with each other before we become friends. It's like, you know, it's like one of those things like Gene was saying, you know, you're there 24/7 with the same people.
And if you were outside the house with your normal friends, it would take months to spend that amount of time with one of your normal friends.
Exactly.
I mean, you just don't spend that kind of time with your regular friends. You know, you go home and you're about doing, you know, other things. You're going about your daily activities. You never spend that kind of time with any of your normal friends. It would take probably months to spend that amount of time with one person.
Well, you know what's interesting is that being a part of a reality show, and you don't think about this going into it, but you're stripped away from the internet, from telephones, from, you know, everything. And so and even though it's part of this huge juggernaut, this huge pulse culture cataclysm that we're all a part of, while you're filming that show, you're just spending concentrated human time with people, and you know, people don't do that anymore. You know, we're all on the Twitter and the Facebook, and we kind of forget that even though we're part of this hugely advanced technological society right now, that we forget to talk to people, like people talk to people.
Yeah,
have
a real relationship and conversation.
Hey, I do need to ask both Jeffrey and Gene. You said locked away in the house, but you are also locked away from sunshine. That house was all in a soundstage. How tough was that?
Oh, really? It was awful. You know, I didn't even think that it would be such a big deal. But the first week after the first 5 days went by, and I didn't realize it at the time, but the second that I got the sunshine over the sequester weekend that was announced, like, I had to literally, like, I felt like a flower that was deprived of sunshine. I had to put my flower shiny face outside the window and get sunshine because I really felt depleted and I felt low energy. And so it took a good 3 or 4 weeks of getting used to that. But, it made a huge difference.
Yeah,
so you guys did go to a hotel on the weekends, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. We did, and you know what? The moment that you step outside and get fresh air, that's when you realize what you missed on the inside. You don't really think about it until day four or day five, but the moment that you're walking out, you're like, wait, oh, this is real fresh air. It's not pumping through the central system and all that jazz. So yeah, you start getting a little stir crazy.
And you realize what real food looks like.
You know, I can't lie. The food inside the house was not bad, so I can't take that shot at them because I ate some great stuff there, and actually my feelings got hurt when I went to the grocery store after leaving the house. I was like, oh wait, I have to pay for this.
Did you guys cook a lot in the glass house?
Well,
oh yeah,
I did.
That was a. I think, and I think everyone in the house would agree, I think everyone on our show put on at least 10 pounds while we were in the house. Like,
oh,
we,
so cooking, did I.
Cooking was like the, hey, wake up in the morning, Jeffrey would cook amazing, like, omelets or some kind of, what was he making?
Oh, it was my first casserole. Actually, Andrea, the lovely Mormon mom on the show, and I had a French toast casserole kind of contest, sort of a Top Chef sort of thing. And, you know, they both were good, don't get me wrong, but she couldn't stop eating my French toast casserole.
No, Jeffrey, yours killed it. Yours was...
Well,
I don't even like
ingredient,
French toast casserole.
I'll tell you guys what the secret ingredient is. It's equality. That's why it was so tasty.
I love it.
In love.
You know what? It's crazy because we're talking about just, like, being in the house in general, and... I know Jeffrey's heard me say this before, and, like, I think we all talked about it. Just going back to, like, relationships that you build in the house, it seriously is like a week in the house is like 3 months in real time, because I feel like in the first couple weeks, like, I use this as an example, and Jeffrey, I know Jeffrey's going to hate me because he's heard it before, but it's like if you go on a date with somebody, you go on a date, you've been out for a couple hours, you say goodnight, you go home, you see him like a week later, you go out for another couple hours. Like,
exactly.
So after a week in the house, you've pretty much been on like 3 or 4 months worth of dates. So you're already into that, like, by seven, eight weeks in, you're like, oh, I've known this person for a year and a half. Because I know things about Jeffrey and Joy and Stephanie that I don't know about people I've known for like 5, 10 years. I'm like, wow. It's because you
just
–
And Gene, the thing is, Gene, you probably know stuff about those people that they don't even know – their parents don't even know about.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. I want to interrupt here because we had a fan of Jeffrey's get on the line even before you were on the line, Jeffrey. And he's from New York City. And would you like to take a call from one of your fans?
Sure. In New York City, absolutely.
George.
Hi, George. Thank you for waiting for so long. You're
oh,
on
no
the
worries.
Red Reality
How
Show
is everybody?
Talking with Jeffrey.
Oh, great.
Hi, George.
Jeffrey, loved you on the show. You were so much fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
Also, Ashley, you were extraordinarily entertaining this season
yeah.
on Big Brother. Love you.
Oh, I'm sorry you guys didn't get to see the gamer side of me. It was a rough road in there.
It didn't matter. You were thoroughly entertaining from beginning to end, no matter when you opened your mouth. Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. If you were picked for an all-star edition... Of the glass house, would you do anything differently to appeal to the viewers? And what do you think the producer should do to make the to improve on the show already?
Well, first of all, they'd have to have a second season, and even a third and a fourth to get to that all star season. But should there be in some magical reality universe many years from now some sort of glass house all stars, which of course I expect to be invited to, I definitely would do it. I think the only thing I would do a little differently is I know Erica used this. Tool very well is that she talks very directly to the cameras and to the audience, and she really utilized that as a tool outside of just the confessional room. And so I would probably kick that into gear a little bit more. I think that element is really important to truly connect with the viewing audience at home in the living room. And what do I think that they should do differently? The first thing that comes to mind is that the team captains kind of became a little bit predictable. Once you were a team captain, it was known that you were kind of the bottom of the heap in the eyes of the viewers. Mm. And so
I think I would try to change it up a little bit if I was one of the producers. I would maybe make it so that every week we had to pick a volunteer to be a team captain, and maybe there was a reward to do that, and maybe there wasn't. And so that way, not knowing where you stand in the popularity scale is always unknown to the people playing the game. And you, it'll cause a little controversy of like, no, you be team captain. No, you be team captain. Well, team captain might get $5,000 this week, so maybe I will volunteer to be team captain. And then you go forward accordingly. That way the bottom of the heap isn't always so predictable in going home, because that we never saw that change. Even though the vote between me and Boston Mike was so close, we never saw that pattern change. And I think that, because I really do think it has such a great different twist than Big Brother does. Not that it's better, it's just different. And I think with some fine-tuning, there definitely can be a future in the show.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for answering my question, and thank you for putting it out there for all of the viewers who enjoy reality television like yourself.
Of course.
Take care. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for waiting for so long.
No problem.
Nicely said, Jeffrey.
So, guys, I've got to say something, and we're gonna. Paul, I'm gonna play clip two here a second after I'm done, guys. And Big Easy, stay on there because I want you. You're gonna give your platform, I promise.
We have a real important call for Big Easy too, Cowboy. That's it's Jordan.
Okay. If we can do. Bring Jordan up, and then I'll talk what I'm about to bring up.
Okay. Hi, Jordan. How are you? Everyone, just so everyone knows, this is Brian Radkowitz's niece. She is a very, very important lady to this show. She spent many, many, many hours watching reality TV with Ron, watched Big Brother MTV shows with Ron, and she actually has a question for Big Easy.
Okay, let's go.
Well, wait a minute.
Jordan?
Jordan, are you there?
Yeah.
You have a question for Big Easy?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you how it felt to kind of get rid of Wes the first week of the show.
To be honest with you, I didn't know how it was going to play out because Wes is a great competitor. So, I mean, I very easily could have been the first person off the show. But, you know, we've been battling on these things for 7 years. And so it kind of felt good to take out a strong competitor.
And Wes is definitely a strong competitor. He's tough to get out of those challenges.
Right, and I hadn't been on television in 2 years, and I lost 70 pounds in weight loss and working out and stuff. So it was kind of like a springboard for me just to prove that, you know, not only am I a new looking person, but I came to play.
And you look fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
So, Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How is everybody?
Great. What do you like the show so far, Jordan?
The challenge?
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed watching you get Wes off because, like, I don't dislike Wes, but he's kind of a butthole and he's entertaining to watch.
Right,
but
right.
I kind of enjoyed getting to see him kind of leave the first week. I thought it might be a little humbling to him.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And it was really humbling when his head hit the bell.
I agree.
But
I think the challenge is really good this year.
Huh?
Yeah, it actually, the edit came out great. I think it's looking great so far, and I hope everybody that's listening in and watching enjoys it.
I'm loving it.
Jordan, I'm so glad to hear your voice again. Miss you, and I hope you can call in more often, sweetie.
Can you keep listening, Jordan?
Yeah, I can keep listening.
Okay, thank you, hon.
Are you a Big Brother fan, Jordan?
What?
Are you a Big Brother fan?
Yes, I'm a Big Brother fan because of my Uncle Ron.
That was
and
Ashley.
I think Ron would have really liked Ian. I think Ian would have been his favorite player this year. So I was glad that he won.
Me too.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jordan. We've really enjoyed hearing your voice again. And I want to put you back on hold, but we're going to play some wonderful clips about Ron. And hopefully we'll hear again from you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
Okay, guys. So you know, the clip, which is fine, she's going to be listening in. This clip that I have is one of my best friends that has been at my beck and call. Everything that I possibly could go into life with, fight for my kids, everything. And I'm trying to keep it together. He actually is on his way to Colorado, and he's listening to the show as we speak. He had an uncle that passed away. And so this is actually kind of perfect because I think it's a clip of him in it. And it's just another way for me to say thank you. So, Paul, whenever you're ready.
All right. Cowboy, when I edited the clip, unfortunately, Alan was not part of this particular clip. Maybe I miscommunicated with you, but he was definitely on this particular show that I got the clip from. It was the first show Ron did after coming back from Vegas. Alan actually shared so many great stories about your trip back because you drove up there. And at any rate, this kind of gives a sense of how Ron enjoyed his time at Vegas. So I'll play that for you now.
Cowboy, that was your first Vegas bash. And
my first Vegas bash.
And wasn't it an awesome time? I mean, just an awesome time.
And how cool was it to get to interview everybody that was on the red carpet?
It was so great. But you know what the most memorable moment of the weekend was? Was when I saw April show up and to have the picture taken with the three Big Brother people that has supported the show. To have Michelle there, who started the show with me, to have April, who was my first guest, and then Cowboy, you came along after Rainbow. The three of you and Jesse and just the people that I have had on the show, counselors and counselors. Ray is one and still will always be one of the sweetest people I've met.
She's amazing.
And the other thing was these people like Danny and Nick, who knew me before the show, to know that Nick still knows my username name. And he said it to me without even me saying who I was. I was like, wow. You know?
Anyway, for those that may not know, the April that he referred to was April from Big Brother 10, who regularly co-hosted early shows with him. Michelle was Michelle Costa from BB10. And Ray is Rachel from Howie's friend from BB6.
Cowboy, Paul put together one final clip that we're going to play that
exactly.
I think sums up Ron's life pretty clearly. I'm going to go ahead and play this now, and then I think we'll be done with clips for today.
And this is
when Ron first started. Oh, go ahead, Paul.
This is a portion from last year's Vegas bash after Ron had passed. And the female you just heard there on air, for those that don't know, is Cherry Garcia. And she did a beautiful tribute in front of all the reality stars in one of the rooms at the Vegas bash. And I clipped down this portion of it.
When Ron first started watching reality TV, of course, he watched Survivor, The Amazing Race, but Big Brother was always his favorite. Ron couldn't just watch reality TV. He needed to be involved. So he started going on the internet, going to fan sites and chat rooms. This is also where he met someone we all know and love, Missy from Superpass, in a Jen Johnson chat room where Missy and Ron had to teach Jen how to turn on her mic and her webcam. Missy and Ron became fast friends,
and he soon became a moderator for Missy's chat on Userplane before she moved on to Supercast. They did well over 50 shows together, and Missy encouraged him to move on and start his own radio show. Ron loved every minute that he spent talking to a reality star on the Rad Reality Show. He did 4 shows a week so he could cover all the reality shows. Of course, he watched Big Brother, The Amazing Race, and Survivor, but he also loved The Apprentice, Hell's Kitchen, and all of the cooking shows, and basically any reality show he could watch, and he talked about all of them on his show. Ron had a way of making people feel welcome. He always asked questions that would get to who this person really is, not just as a reality star, but in real life. But before Ron passed, Ron did get to see one of his dreams become a reality, and that was to make it out to Vegas, the Vegas Bash last year, and interview his reality stars on the red carpet. His friend and mine, Dan Kaminsky, paid for his Greyhound bus ticket for him to play beer pong with his co-host Michelle Costa. Ron loved going to Vegas last year so much. It was his dream come true. He traveled 3.5 days each way to get here and back. The doctor told him that his heart couldn't take the pressure of flying. He loved being here so much. So if you were here last year and you happen to be one of those people who stopped to give Ron Rad an interview on the red carpet, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. In conclusion, I'd like to ask that we all raise a glass in toast and celebration to Ron Rad. Thank you all very much.
So, guys, so you know, Ron was the creator of this show, and I said it in the first half of the hour. He was very, very sick, and he dealt with battles through his whole life. And he passed away after his first Vegas Bash that he got to attend. And we continue the show in his name. And Jordan is the niece of Ron Rad. And that is a little bit touch of why this show continues, and it gives you the insight. And he gives reality stars a platform to come on and be able to talk about whatever they're doing to promote anything, that charity or making money or anything. He gave them the time. And so, and one thing that Ron was good about is if someone was sick, like Chilton Joe went into the ER this last week. He's a fan of the show. He helped me cook in New Hampshire this last year, and I will tell y'all more about it because y'all are invited. But Chilton Joe went into the ER and had to get some stents put into his heart. He is back out, and I think he's in the chat room listening. He's a huge reality junkie, just like Ron is. I've got my good best friend that's on the road right now listening with his mom and dad that lost an uncle in Colorado. And the clip that that you just heard was Alan called in. He's a police officer in my local area. And we drove to Vegas for the first time 3 years ago, and it was so scary. And, of course, he's allowed to carry a gun because he's certified as a police officer and everything like that. And our vehicle was starting to break down, and we went into an area that I wasn't safe and he wasn't safe. And he went and he was reading a sign, and it said, a wanted poster in the middle of nowhere. We were looking for a automotive place to fix the vehicle. And he was like, "Cowboy, if you see anyone come up, shoot, no questions asked," because we were scared and we would deal with it at the end. He goes, "Grab my gun and we will explain everything later." And I was like, "Dude, I've already got your gun in my hand." I was so freaking scared. I have never been scared in my life. And he's a huge reality
sorry as well. And he was actually my bodyguard on the first charity that I did, and we've become friends ever since. And when I went through my divorce, I called him up and said, hey, I need a place to stay. He goes, no questions asked. The door's unlocked. Come on in. And we've been friends since. So just, you know, all I ask is put their family in prayers with the loss that they just recently had. And they are listening. And I just, that's what the Rad Reality Show is all about. And Ron gave them one of the platforms. Exactly. So
Mary and
I
David
know,
are back up on the switchboard, by the way, if you'd like me to go ahead and pick them up.
Yes, please, because I sent them a message.
Okay.
So that's awesome. So we're going to get away from sappiness, and we're going to actually liven back the show up, because I know that, you know, SAG kind of brings us down. Now we're going to bring up the fireworks, and we're going to end the show here.
Mary and David.
It's Mary. I'm here.
Hi, Mary. How are you? You're live on the Rad Reality Show. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, Cowboy, let Alan know he's in our prayers, honey.
Awesome. And
he's
you know
our
what?
Friend
he's,
too.
And you know what? He's hearing it right now. And, Mary, I just want you to know that Ian left you an amazing message. He's not on the air with us, but you're going to have to listen to the archive. But I told him that you're with me October the 1st, and we can call him. He gave us permission, and you can talk to him one-on-one.
Wow. Okay.
So,
we have
so
Gene and Jeffrey from the Glass House and Big Easy from MTV's The Challenge. And we have Ashley from Big Brother still on the line with us.
Okay, Big Easy, first of all, loved you last night. So
Mary,
proud of you.
Mary, what part of Kentucky are you from, Mary?
I'm from Eastern Kentucky. We touched West Virginia. But so proud of Big Easy and the way he did last night. Buddy, you're standing up. You're doing awesome.
Thank you. Mary, do you know that my mom and dad are from Eastern Kentucky as well?
No way.
My mom is from Phelps, and my dad
wow,
is from
Dutcher
County.
Wow, that's like 30 minutes, 25 minutes from us.
No, I know.
Okay.
When I saw you and Dave on there from Belfry area, it just made my whole day.
Yeah. Hate to say it, but we beat y'all in football all the time. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, I know. We don't even have a football team.
But, okay. Second of all, Glass House, I loved you guys.
Thanks, Mary.
Loved you. It was awesome. And, you know,
don't
I don't think that
Mary.
He took Big Brother away. I just think he helped him.
Hey, Mary, so you gave everyone shout-outs. You might as well say something.
Is that
good
Michelle
about
Costa?
Ashley. No, Ashley. You know,
oh, Ashley.
I don't want to up.
Bless your little tanner heart.
Hi.
Hi, my kids love you. They just loved watching your entertainment. You're so crazy.
Oh, I love that so much. I'm glad.
But my baby just turned 3 years old, and she's been cheering Ian on all summer.
Oh, good. I'm so happy he won. I had an amazing experience. I met so many great people. It was just an honor to be on the show.
Ashley, mostly you just cheered me up every time I saw you, except
yes,
when you were going
always
through...
Yes, she always had a smile on her face.
Except when you were going through your... when you're going through your back pain, but it was also gut-wrenching to watch you and Gem City. That moment was so tough to watch.
Oh, gosh, I felt so terrible. I was just trying to make a game move because I was actually feeling better. And because my back was hurting pretty much most of the season, and I was just so happy, and I loved everyone. I loved being there. And then I started feeling better, and I'm like, I got to play this game if I'm going to win. And then I hurt Jen's feelings, and it was just awful. Like, that house is so intense.
I could only imagine. I mean, I would. Oof. That's why I give everything to Cowboy. I can't believe that he went that far, and he's just amazing, a normal person just like all of us are. That's what I said on the Rad Reality Show with Survivor last night. People don't understand we're all just normal people given the chance of a lifetime.
That is so
exactly.
true. We are. That's and everyone in that house is great. Like we are all good people. That's why it's so hard. It's just so hard to play this game, and no one gets that because I truly and genuinely love everybody in there.
Hey, Mary, just before I forget, my daughter is telling me, tell her I said hi, tell her I said hi. So
tell
my daughter,
Zoe, I love her.
Set up. She's hearing you. She's smiling.
She's my girly girl.
I tell you what, we got to meet David and Mary in Kentucky for Autism for Children. My daughter and my boys actually got to go. Of course, Alan and his two oldest boys went as well. And it was so much fun, and we're going to have to get everyone involved on that. But we've got to also get everyone involved in Toys for Tots, because that's literally around the corner. And, of course, I get to see David and Mary on Monday, and I'm so excited because they're family, and I love them to death. And so we're just going to have to make this year the biggest Toys for Tots ever for the children. And, you know, the guy – you know, I keep plugging Toys for Tots. I'm vice president of the organization, but I'm so passionate about it because I'm not going to lie. And here my daughter is, in, you know, in the room listening to me. Let me tell you why Toys for Tots so much for me. When I was a little kid, my mom and dad actually had to do Toys for Tots to give my brother and I the best Christmas ever. And I'm not going to lie, and my daughter's hearing it first right here. I actually had to use Toys for Tots one year for my kids because I had to fight for my kids in the court system. And I didn't have no money. I had to go and file for Toys for Tots. And to help my daughters.
Whose phone is that?
It's not mine, I don't think.
Not mine.
So, Toys for Tots means so much for me. And New Hampshire, like Cherry was saying, it's very close up personal. And Chilltown Joe, I mentioned him earlier, has promoted the heck of Toys for Tots, and I thank him for that. But anyways, I want
wait,
to
wait, just a second, cowboy. It wasn't the phone. Terry, David's cooking, and fire alarm went off, so we're okay. We're not burning up, okay? Having all the time. But go ahead, cowboy, sorry.
No, you're fine. You know what? I haven't heard much about Gene, and I want him to feel welcome on the show. Hey, Gene, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, cowboy, I feel totally welcome. I'm just enjoying the experience, bro. Having a good time talking with everybody, enjoying every minute of it.
Well, Gene, I tell you what. I know that I invited Joy, and I know that she's got a big exposure coming up, in which I want everyone to know that she did get the invite. But, you know, I tell you what, I know people in the chat room are wanting to know, so what's your plans in life?
Well, you cut out.
Cowboy, repeat your question.
Hey, yeah, Gene,
you
cut out.
So, I know
your
people.
Your phone's cutting out a lot.
Okay, I took off the speakerphone. I left it on speaker so my daughter could hear. But, Gene, my question is to you is, what's your life from here?
You know what? I love what I do, man. I'm a stuntman. I was a stuntman before I went to the house. I left the house, and right after that, I went right back to doing what I love, man. I love every part of that. I plan on, personally for me, it's one of those things that I can do until I'm old and gray. So I probably won't be doing a lot of falls and things like that when I'm older, but I mean, I can still do precision driving stuff and all the kind of principal stuff that I've been doing. So, man, I love every bit of that exciting part of my life. So, I mean, that's it, man. I'm living the dream right now. I can't lie. I mean, the summer was the most amazing summer. I met some friends that I definitely know I'll have for the rest of my life. And then, you know, got to go this weekend to the Vegas Bash, hung out, got to meet you guys. You guys were all awesome and super welcoming to just me and Jeffrey and everybody from the Glass House. And that was awesome because I made sure that before going out there, I made a big thing. I made sure I was like, hey, you know what, the controversy and whatever, I'm like, that was between networks. That had nothing to do with players. And you guys really
I thought we were
going to
get jumped off that.
Yeah, you guys welcomed us with open arms, and that's just a huge credit to you guys and just the character and the classiness of you guys, because you guys were just amazing to us the entire time, and it's been awesome to be just welcomed into this family.
Gene, I think those are appreciate those words. I want to let people know for an announcement. We only can be live on air for 2 hours, but when the live ends, we go into a podcast. And if we do go over, the rest of it will be on podcast. But before we go to that, we've got several chatters that really want to know, Ashley. They want to know if there is anything between you and Frank. This happens every Big Brother season. You know that. People see romances, and they want to know if there's anything still going on with you two.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been with him all weekend. He has been a huge, amazing, influential person in my life, and I'm going to see him in Florida, and I'm going to see him at hopefully Reality Rescue and like the other charity events going on, and it was a showman turned into a romance.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Yeah,
that
he's
is awesome.
I really like him.
You know
we
what?
Can hear the smile on your face, Ashley.
I have a huge smile on my face. Yeah?
Ashley, I'm not going to lie. Like, going into this, I was totally, like, a non-believer in everything. I was like, no, there's no way that anyone goes on a TV show and starts liking someone in real life in 3 weeks. And, yeah, I ended up, like, slapping myself in the face. Like, no, that totally just happened. Like,
well, this is big news right now, and you guys will
see
my romance play out next week.
Oh,
boy. Big Easy's in the house.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, you know, just Big Easy said something, and, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to go to my DVR. I'm going to set it. You know, we're into a huge treat, I think. We're going to see Big Easy go into something that I think that no one has ever seen. And I'm really excited. I'm ready to see the showmance that goes on. I heard about the showmance, and I'm excited. I'm ready to see what happens. I'm not going to say what happens because I know the everything that goes on with production, and I'm not going to run it for him. But what I'm going to say is y'all got to watch it because I know I'm going to watch it. And I promise you, I'm going to be calling Big Easy and like, what? What's going on, buddy? So what? You know, Big Easy is like now one of my closest friends. And it started with, he bought me a parlay. I've never heard of a parlay freaking in betting on football games. He bought me a parlay on a college games, which we lost our parlay. But you know what? It was a $10 bet. And he's like, Cowboy, it's only $10. If you win $70. This is on me. You know what? He gave that invitation to me. And you know what, Big Easy? You know, we will be friends forever. And you live in Kentucky. We've got
Cowboy, at
the
end of the day,
there.
Man, I'm a Kentucky redneck, man.
Absolutely. And I'm an Okie redneck. So we will get along really well.
I mean, I would give anybody the shirt off my back if they needed it.
You know what? And I saw that. And you know what? And I respect that. And we got a huge relationship building for here on out.
Most definitely. And you know, this is, you know, I've met Gene and Jeffrey this past weekend. And, you know, it's just, you know, everybody doesn't realize that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what show you're on. Like I was speaking to you about out there, Cowboy. It's like we can only talk to each other because we're kind of the only people that understand what you have to go through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're in this new family.
Right. And it's like, you know, even though we might not have did the same show, we have the same mental, you know, mind games to go on.
For sure. Yeah, and we understand what happens with the show and editing and just the friendships and bonds that you build. And it's an experience that no one can understand. And that's why it's nice to be able to talk to other people that were on reality shows as well.
Right.
No, exactly. It's like no matter what different show experience we had, we all kind of had the same experience and we can share in that. And, you know, sometimes it's good to be able to talk to someone.
That's
yeah,
right.
You know,
I just
want
to break in right here real
and
quick.
I know we're running out of time, but I want – Big Easy, I'm going to, like,
tweet at you or something, because I want to know what your weight loss secrets are, boy. You've trimmed down so well. I'm excited to see you do some damage on this show this season.
Thank you, man. I mean, honestly, like I told anybody, I mean, I've got a site coming out, thatguyeasy.com, and it's going to be me blogging, and I'm here to help everybody in America be healthy. I mean, because I've been the fat guy for 30 years. You know, I'm tired of it, and when I wake up in the morning now, I feel a lot better. You know, and
you know what?
Our show is about to go into podcast, so for those of you listening live right now, in less than a minute, the sound is going to go away. You'll be able to listen to our podcast and hear the remaining of the show. I will put this show out on what's called a widget. It's an easy two-click process to listen to the remaining of the show once I put that out on widget. So we thank you all for being here with us today, and you'll be able to listen to the remaining show once it comes out on podcast. Thank you all so much for being here with us. We're going to continue talking, so we're just going to carry on.
I like to say, you know, before we go, thank you all for calling in. People that's going to listen to the archives, podcasters, I want to thank my guests. I've got Ashley, JoJo, Ian, Gene. I've got Big Easy, and I have the wonderful, awesome one, Jeffrey. And, you know, guys, thank you all for making this happen. And Jordan and your family, we do this because of Ron Rad, and thank you so much. And, guys, we've got, you know, there's so much to talk about, but you know
there
what? We'll go into the podcast.
There is a lot to talk about, and you guys, several of you did go out to Dan Kaminsky's house for a party, and he's back on the air with us again and wants to chat with a couple of you. So I'm going to
bring
him up.
Okay.
Mr. Dan Kaminsky, thank you so much for calling in. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing good. I'm the person that just won't go away. I just keep complaining all the time.
And we're so glad you won't go away.
At my house. You know, Holly and Jean, they come over and then I keep coming back. I can't get rid of them.
We love you, Dan.
Yeah,
yeah,
thanks.
We
have a wonderful afternoon.
That was a great party you had at your house on Sunday, Dan. I'm sure they all enjoyed it. We enjoyed watching from afar. And I wanted to say thank you to Gene and Jeffrey and those of you who came up to the computer and talked to us who wasn't able to be there to say hi to those of us watching from afar.
we definitely want to include us in that. It was a great party for everybody.
For sure. Hey, guys, I got to go do some spray tans. I have to get back to business, but it was a pleasure talking with everybody.
You
I want to thank all the families. Oh, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Ashley, I love
you.
You're
so welcome.
I'll keep in touch.
Okay, perfect. Love you, Cowboy. Thank you for everything. I love you guys so much. Spread peace and love. And just thank you. Preach.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Ashley.
Take care, Ashley. Thank you. Bye, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, hey, Dan,
Gene, did you get
home
yet?
Dan, you know what? Every year you open your house up to wonderful people. And, you know, I tell you what, people don't really realize everything that you do. And I tell you what, I want to thank you personally. I know that you put up a couple people up the last minute, Gene and Howie. And I know that means a lot to them. And, you know, everything that you do, Dan, you know what? I appreciate and I thank you. And you know what? You will be rewarded at the end. I promise you, man.
Well, you're all welcome. I enjoy doing it. And, you know, I just have fun being around people and having a good time. I don't know how else to say it.
Dan, you are the man.
Well, thank you, Gene. Did you ever make it home yet?
I'm in Arizona right now, Dan.
I'm beginning to think Gene doesn't have a home. He's just jet-setting everywhere.
Hey, Gene, just stay in Arizona. I'll be there on Monday.
You know, if all goes well, hopefully I'll be home by Monday. So
you know what? I'll be in Phoenix on Monday with David and Mary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? But I'll probably catch you down in
in the V for the reality rescue. So.
Well, I won't be there because I've got a lot going on right now. But, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to get with you, and I would love to have you come out to Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. And I know that there's going to be a friendship there.
I'd love to be there, Cowboy. You're just awesome. Who knows? I might even be able to squeeze in a date and bring a date with me there. So
there you go. The more the merrier.
Oh, I wonder who you might be talking about.
That's cool. You know what? I tell you what, guys. You know, this is how I am. I'm easygoing. Little friend, and you know what, I tell you what, Big Easy and I, we got to, and you can see some pictures on Facebook, that was a huge cake that we got to, you know, I don't think, Big Easy didn't take a taste, just so y'all know, but
no,
it was a good cake.
Anymore, man. Trust me, I wanted to demolish the whole cake.
Exactly, you know, and it was delicious, and I'm not a big dessert eater, but I'll respect, I literally had to eat, but you know, if you look at me, I'm not that big, but, you know, so I can't really necessarily, you know, have to handle my weight to a degree, but you know what, I got to say for everybody, and Jeffrey's going to love this, Big Easy knew what his limitations was, and Big Easy didn't even take a taste. I mean, and he even put that on Facebook. So, and it was delicious. And, you know, it's like every one of us deal with everyday life temptations. And that was a, I guarantee you, a big temptation for Big Easy.
Man, I mean, it's a daily battle. I mean, trust me, I would rather, I always said if I had a wish, I wanted them to put me in a room full of French fries and make me eat my way out because that's how much I love.
Hey, Cowboy, there are so many people in the chat room that are saying to tell you thank you so much for this season. Thank you so much for this show. Jeff the Dude said, tell Cowboy I'll miss listening to him in here on Friday afternoons, but hopefully he can call back in from time to time until next season. So many people are saying thank you. Everyone is going to miss you on Friday afternoons so much, but you did one hell of a job at putting together this finale show for today.
Well, you know what? It's my pleasure. And you know what? I'm not committing right now, but you know what? We do have a Canadian Big Brother starting in February. And so, you know what? I'm not committing yet, but you never know what could happen. And I'm really excited for the Canadians because I know how bad they wanted Big Brother to finally come to them, and they finally is getting a show. So I know my family and I will be watching. We're so excited. And all the Canadian friends and fans out there, good luck. Go fight for season one of Big Brother Canadian. You know what? I'll be watching, and who knows, we might be doing a show on it.
Hey, Cowboy, I am so happy. This show was amazing. The guests that you brought on, it was top-notch. And I would love to extend, and I know Cherry normally says this, but I'll jump in. I would love to extend an invite for any of you guys to come back on the show with us, Gene and Jeffrey and Big Easy and all the others. So thank you so much for doing this and staying on for so long. The fans are really enjoying this.
Yeah, thank you for having
us.
It was fun.
To
be honest with you,
Ben. Always have
thanks
a place to come
me.
Back to.
Awesome.
If you guys are ever doing anything that you want to promote, you guys always have a place to come back to here on the Rad Reality Show Network. We have a network of shows that we do. You can come back to any one of our shows and feel free to promote anything that you're doing, any charities that you're doing, or whatever you may be doing in the future. You're welcome here anytime to join any of our shows and promote anything that you're doing from now on.
And
always.
why don't you segue real quickly, Cherry, and tell them what nights we do, what days we do shows, and their themes.
We have, starting from now, we have Louis Stravato coming up on Sunday night. He was from season 16 of The Amazing Race. He was one of the Rhode Island cops. He does the Amazing Race recaps on Sunday nights. That show is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then we go into Manic Mondays with Michelle Costa from BB10. She does the Manic Monday show at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And on Tuesdays, we have Jody Rollins, who just left Big Brother. And she does a show called Jody's Box of Reality. And that show is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. And then we have the Big Brother Roundtable show for Survivor.
No, Survivor, yes, not Big Brother.
I'm sorry, the Survivor Roundtable show. And that is on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So we have four shows a week. And the Survivor show is sort of a fluctuation of different Survivor alumni right now. It was at one time hosted by Coach Wade, and he's just so busy right now that I don't know that he's going to be able to return this season. So right now we're using a different alumni from Survivor each week. And it's been amazing so far. We've had Billy Garcia 1 week. Last night we had Brandon Hance and Bubba. And so we'll just keep rotating Survivor alumni on the Survivor show. And it's been real fun so far. So we've got a lot of shows for you to join. If you're promoting anything, you're always welcome to come back to any of our shows.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Do you guys, does your show have a Twitter thing that I can follow?
It's at Rad Reality Show.
Okay, great.
Hey, and I just want to let you know, anytime you're in, you always have a place here.
Thanks, Dan. Dan, thank you so much. And you know what, Gene, Jeffrey, everyone that's called in, Ian, Ashley, JoJo, I'll keep in touch. I'm really passionate about Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. And you know what? If you're passionate about something as well, contact me, and let's see what we can do. And because I'm all about helping each other, and we'll make things happen. And I do apologize. It's been a crazy show with so many people. But you know what? I promised the fans a fireworks show, and I think that, you know what, we exploded. And I know that the chat room at one time was 90 to 100 people. And, guys, that's not talking people that's going to listen to it archived and everything. I promise you that I could literally see up to 1,000 to 2,000 people listen to this show this week. And that's actually pretty huge. I mean, I promise you when I advertise, I don't get that many people. I promise you that. So, but on this show, I get it. And you know what? Thank you to the Roundtable for having me each year. Ron, thank you so much. I know you're up in heaven right now smiling. Everybody that, you know, is making this happen, fans, thank you so much. Because without you, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Thank you. It was lovely.
You're awesome, Cowboy. Thank you for everything you're doing, Cowboy. You're amazing.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, you guys are amazing, and I'm just honored to be able to have y'all on my show, and I just want y'all to know that I would love to possibly, when the next Glass House comes on, maybe we can get y'all's show going on here at the Rad Reality Show, because I know that Ron would love that.
Sure. Hey, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Some things in the works, Terry and Paul.
Absolutely.
Cowboy, what are you doing? But you know what? I tell you what. You know, everything happens for a reason. And you know what? It's an honor to have y'all on the show. And we got to watch y'all, and huge fans of y'all. So thank you so much.
Hey, Cowboy.
And we're still watching Big Easy, and I'm rooting for him.
You know what?
Yeah. To be
Cowboy,
honest with you, somebody
Cowboy,
told me.
Hold on, guys, one second. I don't want you to leave out just because she always shows up and such a great friend. Don't leave Mary out of your things.
No, don't worry about me, guys. I can't believe I'm talking to Big Easy.
I can't either, really, Mary.
Excited.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Honest
I
with
know.
You, when my mom and dad saw you, since they're from Eastern Kentucky, that made their whole entire day. Because, you know, my mom loves Survivor. She loves Big Brother. She loves Amazing Race. But, you know, when she saw you guys being from Eastern Kentucky with a UK hat on,
it's
great.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I went and I bought a shot glass of the UK when I was in when I was in Kentucky. It was like $2.99, almost giving it away. But you know what? If you had to buy OU, Oklahoma Sooners shot glass, you're looking at $8. I wonder whose team is better. I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, Cowboy, you talk about your football team, and we'll talk about our basketball team.
Touche.
We can't
see,
win
Easy, when we were out in Kentucky for their event out there at the Urban Stampede, we actually did this rad reality show underground at the Mega Caverns there in Louisville, Kentucky. Talk about a fun time. We did zip lines underground
yeah, and I almost
at these
died on
Mega
the
Caverns.
Line,
it was
so
amazing. Mary thinks
you know,
she almost died, but she didn't.
I did. Terry, you wasn't there with me. You asked Cowboy, I was dying.
I was right behind you, sweetie.
Oh, well, then, yeah, you was. Then you saw I was dying, honey. I was dying on the inside and the outside. Like, one little fall from that bridge, and you would have been splat like 800 foot down. But that's okay, because I give it to Trey for, like, making, gosh, what kind of a mind would do ziplining underground? Y'all boys want to do it? Every single one of you and Big Brothers who's left. We can all do it next year. We've got an open invitation, and I'll bring y'all all to Louisville. Well, y'all come, and then you get everything for free.
I'm always. I mean, I see those events going on throughout Kentucky, and I'm willing to be a part of anything. Because
I will let you know.
See, somebody told me when I started doing television in 2005, something that stuck to me. They said, "Man, you have to treat every one of your fans as a person, because if they quit watching your show, it's going to get canceled."
Exactly.
Hey, so that's why I don't mind to take a picture or sit down and have a conversation with anyone. It's because if they didn't watch it, then we would not have a job.
Hey,
okay.
Very well said.
There is no us.
Hey, very well said. And how happy are Gene and Jeffrey that you aren't players, or that you've got not viewers but fans now?
You know what? I know personally, I really don't embrace the whole, like, fan thing. Cause, you know, I'm still the same, like, me I was before the show. I feel like I got more, like, cool friends I can talk to now. Cause,
good.
I'm having a blast with all this.
Oh, I'll say something a little different. My fans are my friends, and I've always had fans, and now I just have more. And I expect them. I fully expect fans and friends to be the same person forever and ever.
Jeffrey, you are so true to who you are. Whatever.
I like to classify people like Jeffrey as a diva.
Yeah. He's so cute, though, ain't he?
Oh, you should have seen him, Mary. He had a I don't even know the correct terminology, Jeffrey. You can maybe help me out. You had a sonnet? What was the hat that you had on? What would you call that?
It was like a white a church hat, like a black lady church hat, but with like a white sort of a veil, like a crisscross lace veil, and then I had like a smoking jacket, a velvet smoking jacket on.
The veil was crisp. It was crisp.
Thank you. It sounds like I was able to get a picture with, because I'm a fan too. I mean, you know, let's not blow up my diva too far out of proportion. I'm a fan of many other people too. So like, I got my fanboy picture with Big Easy in that hat, which I'll tweet at somebody at some point after all of this. But there's a picture that exists of me and Big Easy wearing my church hat.
But the
wow.
thing is. But, Jeffrey, we're all friends, man. And it's like you said, it's not a fan or a friend. It's like, man.
Same thing. It's the same thing to me.
On MTV, I mean, I would love to do Amazing Race. I would love to do Big Brother. And you know what? Now that I've done it, it's like when I watch all you guys do, you know, your shows, it just lets me know, like, I'm going to see how they edit this guy. I'm going to see how they edit these people. Because now that I know, so, man, I'm a fan. I love reality television. It's great TV. And 8 years ago, everybody thought that, you know, this was going to be the end of the world. Reality TV will be done. Reality TV is going to last 2 seasons. And now we're here on a radio show talking about it.
Well, that's one thing that, you know, and this will, I know this is going long, so I'll just let this be my real final thought. But that's one thing that I think is really important for people to realize and understand is that reality TV, sure, it can be trashy, fun, entertainment, but it also can be something to raise the collective awareness around us. It's not just the trashy, bad part of it, you know, like, I don't ever watch the Kardashians, and more power to the people that do. But there's also a very intelligent side to reality TV that can exist, and it's not just something to be written off. You know, it's a legitimate form of entertainment and a way to reach people that might not otherwise be reached.
That's so very true. And whoever is on a reality show, it certainly gives you a platform once you get off of your show to talk about, you know, any of the situations, you know, or concerns that you have. You have an open platform now to talk about anything that you are passionate about. And, you know, just as an average person, before you went on that show, you may not have had, you know, that platform to get on and talk about. You know, people didn't pay as much attention to you as an average person, but now that you've been on that show, people know who you are, you've had exposure on TV, now you have that platform to actually get out there and talk about whatever it is you're passionate about. And, you know, you're invited onto all kinds of things, just like this show, and whatever it may be, you know, all kinds of charities will want you to participate, and you have an open platform now to, you know, to get out there and bring those things that are passionate in your life out to the forefront and raise awareness. And it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And guys, you know what? I'm not a pro by any means, but if you ever come across anything and questions about, you know, if you're having a down moment, give me a call. I will talk to y'all. I mean, reality TV can be rough. I've been
almost dying on national television. Let me tell you how rough that is.
Exactly. And you know what? And Big Easy's been doing it for as long as I have as well. I've been doing this for 8 years. And I know that Big Easy knows how it is. And, you know, we have our moments where we just need alone time. And we understand that. But I want to say thank you so much for all my guests, archive listeners, podcast listeners, everyone, fans of the family. I want to say, Cherry, Paul, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Chilltown Joe, I hope you have a fast recovery. You know, Alan and his family, I wish the best for y'all. And, guys, thank you so much for respecting me and calling in, because David and Mary, I mean, I'll get to see y'all on Monday, and I can't wait to see y'all. And I love you guys so much.
Cowboy, don't worry about us, honey. You let me speak to Big Easy.
Well,
wow,
you know,
Big Easy,
hey,
you're beautiful, too. Just forgot to tell you that, too.
Hey, I mean, when you're a ginger, you got to do everything to make yourself look a little bit cuter.
Okay.
You are looking really good there, Big Easy. I tell you, I was really surprised to see the.
And now
you
got me thinking, who in the world
loss
are you going to have a showmance with?
Well,
I can't wait to find out.
It actually was a real relationship.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, I think showmances, that's how Jordan and Jeff met. You know, it's a showmance, and it turns into a real life relationship, and that's what makes it. Because, you know, you got all your fans behind you, honey.
Well, and just like Gene spoke about earlier, you know, it's like that's the last thing that crosses your mind. You know, you go into the house and you think, well, I'm going to talk to these people and I'm going to maybe make a couple friends on this show. And then 2 seconds later, you're making out with a chick in front of the camera. And it's like, wow, this is really happening.
I can't wait to find out who.
It just shows you that we're everyday real people just like everyone else.
One of the things
you're not really real. You're a blow-up doll, Alan told me.
You're back again, Dan?
I haven't left. I've been sitting here listening.
Hey, Cowboy, I got to bail out. I got to go check out of this hotel. So it's been great talking with you guys.
Thanks,
and hopefully
Gene.
We'll get soon.
Gene, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Give me a call. Let me know when you get home.
Hey, Jay,
okay.
Be careful.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you so much.
Hey, God bless you.
I should probably jet out, too. I'm not sure how much longer y'all shows is. But
no,
we're about to end. What?
We're about to end it right now.
Oh, okay, then I'll wait. I'll listen to your end.
Sounds good.
I love Jeffrey. That is awesome. He's a trooper to the end. You know what? I tell you what, Cherry, Paul, I mean, you are a heck of a producer of my show. And I tell you what, without you guys, I tell you what, Cherry and I have been texting. Paul and I have been on phone calls texting. And I tell you what, you know, without you two, we could not have made this fireworks show happen. And so thank you so much. And you know what? Live your dream and don't let anyone stop y'all. And thank you so much for an incredible season of the Roundtable. David and Mary, thank you so much for being my co-host all season. And you know what? I can't wait for the next season. So thank you so much for all that made this happen.
Thank you, Cowboy.
We absolutely adore you. We're going to miss you so much on Friday afternoons. And I hope you'll call back in periodically to our other shows and talk with us. And if by chance you decide to come back in February and talk about Big Brother Canada, we would absolutely love that. So thank you for this amazing show. We've enjoyed it so much. And just know that we love you with all our hearts.
Thank you so much. And God bless. And until next time, you know, in the words of the old Price is Right, make sure you spay and neuter, and we will see you next time on the Rad Reality Show.
I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Thank everyone so much for being here with us today. We love you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with everyone that's joined us here today on the air. Thank you for calling in. Here's Ron. God bless everyone.
Tonight was a great show. And
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Well, there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone. I was singing this song for you. We were alone. I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
What a show. We'll miss you till next season, Cowboy. Love you, everyone. Take care.
Love you all. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, Mary. God bless you, Ron, for giving us this show. We miss you, babe. Take care, everyone. God bless.